Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, November 18th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live as well as to those listening to the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we will begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. And those are, 1, do no harm, do right, 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Now, we're entering another period as we begin tonight's topic. We're entering another period of this pandemic we've been dealing with. It's hitting parts of especially Europe and North America, again, especially North America right now. And because of this, we're beginning to, again, experience higher levels of quarantining, of isolation, of just being safe, and especially as we approach the holidays of Thanksgiving in North America, where we usually would gather in normal times, it seems that a lot of people are going to be having a difficult time coping with this quarantine, with this isolation, so we're going to kind of delve into this tonight.
Well, Michael, in Canada, we had our Thanksgiving a few weeks ago, and I'll tell you... It didn't take long before our numbers went up, and Canada is, although we were rather priding ourselves for keeping things under control, that changed radically since Thanksgiving. You know, and look, this is a really tough time. The whole year has been tough. Mm-hmm. I think even the first few weeks or first few months of 2020, everybody says, okay, and not too much resistance. Some, but... within reason, and we don't need to talk about propaganda and all the other things. But as, life unfolded this year, we're having another wave, and waves all over the world. And I think that the hardest thing the thing that seems to be coming up more and more is, the mental stress, the emotional stress, besides the financial stress for a lot of people. And it's a stressful time. But when you do have to isolate, when you have to quarantine yourself for any length of time, and it's a forced thing rather than, I'll just volunteer to stay home for a while, it can feel like you don't have a lot of control. So that's, I think, the biggest thing we'll start off addressing is the lack of control that we may feel during these days. And I think secondly is some tips and tricks on how to manage through getting to know yourself better, staying in quiet, and still staying connected with the world when you're home alone. So, you know, maybe those, you know, true parts. And
yeah.
I think that not feeling like you're in control makes us all feel vulnerable. And I think a lot of people react differently. You know, they react somewhat, ooh, in some cases badly. They don't want their power taken away, their freedom taken away.
Oh, well, yeah. That's just human nature. And
yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we all have strategies that work in terms of how we try to cope with these things. And, you know, one thing that I've done is to develop multiple personalities that can talk with one another at any given time so that I never really feel alone. And it's been great. But, of course, you know, I don't like feeling powerless. I don't like feeling out of control.
No.
I don't like dealing with something that, you know, I have very little control over. We can take steps. We can be smart. But truly, you cannot eliminate risk. And ultimately, you know, we're going to be fine. We're going to get through this. But it is a little stressful. Even if you do catch it, it's going to be a rough time if you're not asymptomatic. Lucky folk they are. But, you know, and of course, we all have our different strategies. I like to use humor and joke around about things. It helps lighten the mood and helps make me feel, you know, a bit better. That would be an interesting kind of case study in and of itself. Why is it that using humor and joking around about things makes us feel better about things we can't control?
You know, I have turned this all around, that the only control I have is to protect myself and others. That's the way I've turned that control thing around in my head. I have control over me. I have control over washing my hands. I have control over wearing a mask. I have control about who I'm in contact with, and sometimes that's a good thing. So I have control over that. And rather than thinking my life is out of control, I see it that I am in control. I'm the manager of this show, and I'm going to decide that. I have had occasion where recently where, you know, someone has wanted to actually come to my home for a session. I say, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that right now. And I'm always surprised that they think that's okay to want to come over. But it's still, this is my life, and I'll manage that. And so that's how I see that happening. Now, in the event that you have to go to work, let's say you are somebody right now who is going to work, you have control over whether or not you wear a mask. You have control over wearing gloves or, you know, a shield or, you know, an outer layer of clothing that you can take off when you're not in the workplace, you know. So you have control. Like, those are the things that you do have the ability to manage to the best of your ability. And look, there are no guarantees. It's like you can try as you will to not have a baby, and sometimes you still get pregnant, right? So I'm just saying, everybody, it can happen. It's that one in how many millions?
Yeah, my folks often told me about how I was an accident.
That one in a million. So this is where I'm saying that if you turn that little message around in your mind, it's turn it around. I know Wendy's saying she has to wear a mask every day for 10 days, and it's been awful, you know, doing that. Changing the mask frequently is helpful, I'm told. Putting a Band-Aid over your nose so that, you know, fog doesn't get up through onto glasses or on your eyes and such. Was it poor Ione saying that she has to do it at work too, and now she's sick, you know, the gloves and the mask. And again, I think that has to do with a very individual thing, how hypersensitive you might be, or, you know, there's so many variables. But here's the deal, everybody. You're doing your best. And if not to protect yourself, then certainly to protect others. And I think, under the circumstances, this is all temporary. It's temporary. I remind myself that every day. It's temporary. This will pass. Maybe coronavirus is going to be around forever. But all of this phase that we're in, a mm-hmm. year or two, it's temporary. We will see the other side of this.
Of course. And let's, you know, put it into context. We will have coronavirus around forever. It's not going to just go away. But we've always had some, you know, coronaviruses always around. They've been with us for a very long time. This is just a new one, hence the novel coronavirus 2019. And we will adapt to it like we've adapted to everything else. This is just a new organism that we haven't fully, you know, adapted to as a society and our immune systems. But through, you know, the different vaccination programs and just, you know, it spreading through populations naturally, in addition to the vaccinations, we'll be able to get back to some kind of normalcy. Mm-hmm. We'll have a point where it's not, you know, just like influenza was a big shock. It didn't go anywhere. We just adapted to it through the flu shots and through natural immunities to different strains of flu. So, you know, we're going to get...
It takes time.
It does. It does take time. And everything changes. Nothing stays the same, and this too shall pass. Unfortunately, that's the good things as well as the bad. But we can always take solace in that bad things will come to an end. It's just the natural cycle of things. And it also makes you appreciate the good things while they last.
And I'm seeing in the chat some people have runny nose, sneezing, coughing, your eyeballs hurt. Mm. I mean, I appreciate that. Now, you can blame that on the mask, and that's not to say it's not an irritation. I'm not saying it doesn't have a factor in this. We are so hypersensitive to one particular illness now. We have forgotten that we do naturally get flu viruses. You get the flu, you get a cold. You know, you get a nose cold, you get chest colds. You know, we have other ailments that we naturally go through. Allergies is another thing. If you've been around a certain thing that, oh, you're going through a runny nose, sneezing time, have you just got a little cold? It'll happen. So rather than projecting, because this is very natural for us to do, is right away to point the finger at, oh, I've been wearing a mask, and I have a runny nose, and my eyes are itchy. You know, so it must be the mask. Well, no, it's an allergy, or it's a cold. Because mm-hmm. it'll happen.
Well,
and so we have to be really sensible about this, and grounded, and practical, and it's not to be hypersensitive.
True, you know, In chat, in Ione's case, they came down with COVID, and we hope that they get through it, because it can be rough, and it varies from person to person. But we really hope that you get through this well, and it goes hopefully quickly, and just get the rest that you need, and we're just wishing you the best.
You know, and that's what we do. We're wishing the best. So here's now where we really need to look at who am I. And who am I who am I when I'm by myself? Who am I when I have to entertain myself? Who am I when I don't get to see my family and friends this week or mm-hmm. this year, you know?
Yeah.
Who am I in that? And that's, you know, we all here in this program and the students of the school are all in that welcoming to learn that more about ourselves. Not everybody is quite so resilient or open-minded, and this is where we need to support each other to say, I got you. So here's a couple of things that I suggest people do. You've got your, even if it's just a little small circle of friends, make sure two or three times a week you phone them. Message and say, hey, have you got a few minutes? I'd like to phone you. So that you're staying in touch. So you've got, let's say you have three friends. And those three friends, you're going to phone all three of them three times that week. That's only 9 phone calls, some of which could be 5 minutes, another you could sit and talk for 3 hours. But it's just staying in touch with people who are very close to you. So that's one thing, and then have that hopefully reciprocated. The other thing is to check in, because we have technology, check in one or two people, even in your family, where you're going to check in every morning. How are you doing? Because I'll tell you, when you've been alone for a long time, that text message in the morning, somebody cares about me. That's huge. It's huge, especially for people who are in the hospital, people who, let's say, are in quarantine because they have to, you know, waiting for test results, or they've had COVID and they're sick and they can't see anybody. Just that text a message every day, or a little email, you know, some nice little thing where you just say, I'm thinking of you, how are you doing this morning?
They really go a long way.
It sure does. So that's how we stay connected with each other. But, you know, as a third thing, I might suggest that at least once a week, Skype, Zoom, video message, FaceTime, whatever that is, at least once a week, you know, make sure you have that visual contact with someone in your family. Now, maybe that's a sister, a brother, your parents, if you have, or, you know, anyone, so that you've got that nucleus of your family still intact. I know I have a daughter in the U.S., and we talk 2-3 times a day. So, and sometimes it's really silly, because I'll call her up and she'll say, how you doing, how you doing? And, oh, I was just doing some painting, oh, I'm just doing this, and, oh, well, I've got nothing. I just wanted to hear your voice. Oh, okay, I've got nothing, too. I'll talk to you later. 3 hours later, hey, anything new? And it's a kind of a fun thing. Or, hey, I'm running out of ideas for supper. What's for supper tonight? And I know that sounds silly, but she's been in isolation a long time, taking COVID very seriously. I take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm home a lot. So we have this kind of a game between us. And so it's just those ways that you stay in touch with friends. I have a handful of friends that, let's say it'll be 2 or 3 weeks. We're talking all the time. Then I don't talk to them much for a week or two because people are busy. And then, hey, do you have time for a chat? I say, sure. I drop everything. Part of it's, well, do I have anything better to do? But, yeah, of course I do. Because you don't know when somebody just needs to hear a voice. I know a girlfriend the other day, she lives in another city, and she said, you know, I'm trying to stay isolated as much as I can because in my bubble is my granddaughter, and I really want to see her. I can work from home. It just means I'm not visiting with anybody right now, so I can make sure I can see her. And as long as I have my friends to talk to on the phone, she said, I'm fine. I said, you know where I am anytime. And the nature of her work, she might call me in the morning, she might call me in the evening, that's fine. But that's to make ourselves available to help support each other through this. So that's huge, Michael.
It is. We depend on it.
I really want to get that across to everybody. Pick a few people. Make sure you stay in touch.
We're inherently social creatures, and we thrive in that atmosphere and that with that connection with each other. And so I think that's great advice. I think that is something that can be a useful tool to getting through this feeling of isolation and quarantine or lockdowns if they come again. And it is absolutely about that that connection, that empathy, that both, you know, you are there for them and they are there for you.
Okay. That's... when all is said and done, when we're beyond this, you sure do remember who your friends are.
This is true.
That's for sure. So the other thing about getting to know yourself is, what do you do with your time?
Mm-hmm.
Big one.
Well.
Big, what do you do with your time? Do you do with your time, Michael?
Well, I think it's, we could all have a laugh if we went back to the beginning of this kind of period of isolation and thought about what were we going to do and what have we done. So I have gotten through more seasons of shows on Netflix than I ever thought possible, and it's been fantastic. I was going to learn Spanish. Poquito. Very little. I was going to, get in that shape that I've always wanted to be in with the, you know, exercise equipment I have available to me and all that stuff now with, you know, the time on my hands not going out. Yeah. It's going. I could be doing more, but I've got to get those Netflix shows in. Got to make time. So, but you know, it is. It has been interesting to be a little bit introspective. The other thing is, admittedly, I'm not socializing like I once did. I still have my friends, and we stay connected virtually and whatnot. And very rarely have I been able to connect with people, and we'll meet up, and it's usually we keep it to a minimum.
Yeah.
And therefore, I haven't been going out or doing as much socially. But that being said, I've also always been somebody that's been fairly comfortable doing my own thing, being on my own. I was an only child, until I was 13. I had two brothers when my father remarried. I got very used to just doing my own thing. And sure, we had friends, but at the time, we were Jehovah's Witnesses. And it really wasn't good for, a good Jehovah's Witness to have their kids go over and play with non-witness kids. Mm-hmm. You could, but, it was, you looked down. You played with other witness kids. So if they weren't available, you just kind of figure stuff out to do. So I've always had that kind of knack. But at the same time, we're all human. There's a reason that solitary confinement is considered torture in some cases. And we need some kind of human contact. And we need to know that we have friends and loved ones out there. And we need to be able to connect with them. Love and that kind of empathetic connection is so important to our well-being. And we're doing this, and we're taking certain precautions to avoid a very real medical risk. But let us not be blind to the other repercussions that come along with that. That is increased levels of depression. Sometimes increased anxiety. But then again, how can you not be anxious in the year 2020? It has been roller coasters. And especially lately, there's a lot. You could argue there's a lot to be anxious about, which is why we need to depend on one another more than ever. Our network and that idea of reaching out to, three people at a time. And it just makes a lot of sense.
I play board games via Skype. My grandkids, they move my player on the board, and we can play that way. There's lots of different ways if you get a little bit clever about it, but really ultimately is if you have a partner, if you're sharing your life, good for you, cherish that and feel really grateful to have each other. I know a lot of relationships are going through hard times these days. You're not used to being around each other that much and getting to know each other differently. Other people who are more on their own and alone, then it's finding those things that challenge you. And don't sucker yourself into your own sad story. And I'm saying that to you as much as I say that to myself.
You mean me specifically?
No, not you, but I mean the audience. Sorry, Michael.
You're trying to tell me something?
No, no. But it's true. We can get suckered into our own sub-story. And
I often feel
like I'm having those moments. Oh, you're going to have a moment, aren't you, Vicky? All right. Well, you got 5 minutes. Yeah, that's enough now. Go find something to do. So I have cleaned out bins. I've cleaned out a closet or two. You wouldn't know it for looking at my place for all the stuff around, but you drag stuff out. I have made 2 coats in the last month. Things that I've had the fabric for, I haven't done them. And just challenging myself, but not in a fast pace. And I think, isn't this interesting to do things really for fun and the creativity of it? So I, rather than just building that coat, I got to design one. And it's maybe you don't sew, and that's fair enough. But there are other things people can do to challenge. Like, I know in the chat room we've had a lot of really great chatter going on. Mm-hmm. Whether you read books, Dr. Fran said, write the book. Good idea. I had one started. Actually, it's all in my head. I haven't put it out there yet. But,
I know the feeling.
There's so many different kinds of projects. And as you say, Michael, we have good intentions. But I had to really, it took me a long time to discipline myself. You are going for a walk today, Vicky. You are doing that. We've had pouring rain the last few days. That sucks. So I'm waiting now. But it, even if it's 15 or 20 minutes, the whole exercise of getting dressed up warmly, you know, the boots, getting out there and going for a walk, you know, I'm always glad when I did it. It's between here and getting out the door that's the trouble. So it's disciplining, challenging myself to do that. And even if you have to make yourself a list of, okay, I'm not doing very well thinking of this on my own, I'm going to have a list. And, you know, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I better have those things checked off. So, you know, have I gone for my walk? Have I, you know, thought about supper? Have I, you know, just that list. But again, if you're in isolation, you're at home, you can't go to work, you have way more time. So don't get suckered into your own sob story. I legitimately understand. But you start to feel those feelings, say, okay, let him fly for a few minutes. Okay, you need to go for a walk. And then reach out. Again, we're back to connect with a friend. Say, you know what? This really sucks. Yep, it sucks. Did you see the numbers today? Yeah, that really sucks. So what else is new? Well, I've been working on the sewing. It's to validate what we're all going through because it's a shared experience. I didn't mean for all that to be a speech, Michael. Just, you know, I feel quite passionate about trying to get some energy going for people and really start believing that there is light on the other side of this. Just have to one day at a time get through it and do the sensible right things, but also some healthy things.
That's right. It's good advice, and you know, frankly, it does me good to hear it.
Hey, well, I've got more. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry. Well, you know, you've just laid out some really great points, and you know, I think it's that that core connection of empathy that is so critical, and we need it. We need to be connected, and you know, thankfully, we are in an era where not only do we have the scientific knowledge to combat this disease more effectively, we also have the scientific ability to connect each other through the internet, through Zoom, through Skype. We can see each other from long distances. We can still connect with our family. We can still kind of have that face-to-face experience.
You know, something that I have often reminded myself of. I'm really blessed to have remember my both my great grandmothers, and having known my grandmothers, and at a time when, yeah, there was no light bulb, it was kerosene lanterns on the farm. But I remember when a day was hard, you know, a whole day of cooking and just putting things together and working in the garden or in the yard or the animals, and what a day in the life was when it was a different priority and they were all isolated, different farming communities. So when you did meet your neighbors or see them, you know, it was a big deal and you were always hospitable and sociable. But I remember about all those, and I often think about those folks traveling away from their families to set up a new homestead, to, you know, strike out new on their own, and what that would have been for them. And when I do think about those things, we got it really good. We have running water, we got flushing toilets. And I know a lot of people are still heading into some hard times financially, but if we have each other's back, we can get through this. Mm-hmm. As you've said before too, Michael, things are better than perhaps at any other time in history. Do we have the same problems? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we're still human.
Sure.
We
have all that.
You know,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we talk about societal problems. We have bias. We have inherent judgment, persecutions. We have the rich getting richer, the powerful, you know, mistreating those without power. These things have gone on since the dawn of time. This is not new.
Yep.
And the difference is, I think now, in a lot of ways, we have the tools to combat these challenges. more than we ever have before. We can organize. We can, you know, come together through these digital means. We can, you know, there's a lot of disinformation out there, and that's why we have to try to spread, you know, the best information we can. We have to be, try to be the light in the world. We have to try to be the world that we want to see exist.
Well, I've been taking this job action workshop, because that's what I've been doing too, is filling my time learning different things. And I was doing mock interviews with this facilitator, and she said, you know, you're very calm. You had that really calm energy. And I said, well, thanks. She goes, yeah, but you're consistently calm. I said, well, I like humor. That's not to say I can't have those other emotions. She goes, yeah, but there's not very many people who are just calm. And I said, well, I take that as a compliment, thanks, because I haven't always been that way. It's to be able to roll with the punches. And something that Dr. Kelly had written about, talks about in the study material, I really take it to heart, and I got to pass that on today. I said, well, you know, as a wise friend said, and I wasn't going to go into where it all came from, but I said, if it's a matter of principle or law, you stand firm. But if it's just a matter of preference, move over. Mm-hmm. Just yield. Because it's not that big. You know, it's not that big a deal. So this is what I think we all need some reminding of today. If it's just a matter of preference, just yield. You know, just one day at a time. Principle or loss, be diligent to it. You know, stick to your principles, whatever they are. Just don't take other people on your ride. That's all.
Yeah, very well said. All right.
Well, it's that time. Boy, it goes by fast.
It does go by fast. And, you know, I'm so glad that we didn't have any hurricanes or anything coming in this week into our area so we could have this. Because I missed it last week, you know. And talking about these times of isolation, this is something that I look forward to every week, where I get to connect with you in chat. I get to talk to you, Dr. Hunter. And
thank you.
Thank you. And we kind of explore these topics. So I'm glad we're able to kind of come back to it. And this is a very timely subject. And, you know, I think that you laid out some great points. And I think that I shared way too much about my Netflix habits, but I think we had a good talk nonetheless.
Michael, I can't go there. I can't even start, because here's the thing. As soon as in Canada they put the fourth season of The Crown up, and I blew through that in a day and a half. I couldn't believe how long I sat and watched this series.
The age of binge watching TV, huh? It's the perfect storm. You have social isolation and multiple streaming platforms in binge watching TV. It can't be avoided.
I know. Listen, we have a lot of names that are popping up already for us to draw some cards and get on with the show here. So let's do that, shall we?
Absolutely.
So I think we have Ione up first. I hope I'm saying that right. I forget these things.
No, I think if I'm not mistaken, she pointed out before it, and if my memory serves, it's Ione.
But Ione. All right, we're good. Right. So Ione is up first. Michael, what do you have for her? And I will pull a supporting tarot card.
All right, first card of the evening is number 41, communication. Perfect for what we were talking about and during these times. Keep the communication open. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the two most important relationship traits.
Well, Ione, in support of that, I got the King of Clubs. And my feeling about this is you could be dealing with some changes around you, some authority figures who are sharing some changes, And so the advice here to you, if I have that right, is how you communicate your response to changes and what other suggestions that you might also have. So I'm saying to find your own, channel your own inner male and kind of assert yourself in a good, healthy way. So communicating is really important right now, and communicating needs and your preferences. So.
All right. Very good.
Dr. Edward is next.
All right, and Dr. Edward, tonight I have wild card number 2 and then some.
Good one.
I always love the wild cards. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Edward, I got the Hierophant in support of that, and I... You know, what I really like about this is a different energy for you that we have selected in the past, which is kind of getting into a flow of order and feeling more organized and settled at home. So giving yourself the and then some. Maybe you want to feng shui your house a little bit. Maybe you want to... brighten up your home a little bit, or, you know, just shuffle things around and finding that new routine or that rhythm. Or how do you make your way around in your home? Does the energy flow? Is it easy enough to travel one room to the other? So those kinds of things. I was saying the focus then is more creating that environment for your own well-being in your home. Hope that makes sense to you. So very different one for Edward. Hi, friend. Nice to see you. I could just hear her say hello back.
So, all right.
What have you got for Fran?
For Fran? Oh, another wild card. I like it. Wild card number 7, hope. I think this fits for Fran perfectly.
Yes.
Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, of interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
Queen, I got, pardon me, friend, I got the Queen of Spades. I like that. It's assertive. It's the female energy, the woman energy that knows who she is and isn't hesitant to take a stand with that. So in your hope and in what you're wishing for and your desire and that energy you put out there, it's here now wearing who you are, wearing what you believe, like you're more comfortable in that. And again, it doesn't mean aggressive, not by a long shot, more the assertive, authoritative kind of you know what you're talking about energy. Mm-hmm. And so I just got a little flash. Somebody might actually ask you what you believe in or challenge you in some small way, and you're very comfortable to respond in a positive, good way. So, I just got chills. I like it.
Very good. I think you're onto something. Mm-hmm. All right.
We got Wendy next.
All right. And for Wendy, I have number 34, take and release ownership. Just had it. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest.
You know, Wendy, you have these issues with male energy. I got the Emperor. Don't take on stuff. Don't take on stuff that's not yours. And I want to go especially into the workplace again, because I think, honestly, I feel like at home you got this, but there's that authority type of, you know, feeling like the the pressure of, you know, that other energy. So it's just saying here, don't take on what's not yours. And I know Wendy just wrote this, easier said than done, Michael. but don't take it to heart. I think that, you know, the easiest thing is to take on other people's stuff when you feel bad for them. Like maybe they don't know what they're talking about and you feel bad for them. Or, you know, they embarrass themselves but they don't even know it, but you feel bad for them. Don't feel badly for people who don't feel bad for themselves. You know, people who don't get it. That's their journey. That's their thing. So it's keep yourself intact. That's what I want to say here, Wendy. So let go of what doesn't belong to you. Let people be who they are and work out their own stuff. Called non-interference.
Very good. All right.
Okay, you know, easy. Of course, you know I call her easy, but name Elena. It was my, easy's my new nickname for Elena. But hello, Elena. Nice to have you here. What have you got, Michael?
Hey, it's a wild card number, or wild card kind of night, number 5. Don't hate. You know,
I get it.
This one does come up a lot. I think we just need to keep hearing it. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right, to self and others.
Elena, I got the Wheel of Fortune in support of that, which is, that could seem like a conundrum in a way, but it makes perfect sense to me. If people are in your way, you're ready to get your energy going and you're ready to take chances and step out there, but you feel like there's some people in your way, just navigate around. Rather than feeling that frustration, you know, and even sometimes we feel a little angry that people are trying to hold us back or they're in the way. Hey, I want to get to Walmart, all right, and there's a big traffic jam. Just take a side street and go around. You know, never mind all that. So the don't hate and the Wheel of Fortune is sometimes you just have to find your way through the world, finding your own way. And everybody has their own ride, as I say, their own trip. So create your own trip. I know the world's very frustrating, extra challenges, and so we have to know when to push the pause button. You know, we have to know when to stop and sit still for a minute, but then find your spot. So this is a really good time for you to take risk, to adventure, take chances, Elena, and just navigate carefully, intuitively, know when to step forward and know when to step back without feeling all that frustration. So I hope that makes sense to you.
Very good. Very good.
You know, everybody, we have Jericho with us tonight all the way from the Philippines. Nice to have you here.
You're welcome.
And yes, and he has he has an upcoming interview, but nonetheless, Jericho, we just pull the cards and we see what happens. We're never sure. So what have you got for Jericho, Michael?
All right, well, I have number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, and Divine Energy.
Good one.
Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
Jericho, I too flipped out. So I'm going with the two. One is the Ten of Clubs, which can feel burdensome in a way, but the Ten of Diamonds also came up. So between the Ten of Wands and the Ten of Pentacles, you might not see any, let's say, fruit of the harvest for a minute, but it will come in time. So you're entering kind of a new marketplace, a new area, which I think your question indicated some of that, what you wrote in the chat. And I'm saying it might take a while before you generate, but I would say it's an absolute green light and to go ahead. So trusting in the spirit, you know, in spirits, I love that, but the cosmos, trusting in that divine energy. And just go with the flow. Let it go. And I think that all new things are starting to come to you. So all of our very best to the Philippines and to your people out there. And it's really nice to see you here. You know, we have, what is it, over 40 that I know of countries that of people who are connected with IMHS. And over the last 10 plus years, we sure made our way around the planet, Michael.
We have. You know, it's become definitely an international affair, hasn't it?
It has.
And again, that goes to our point about technology being able to connect us, especially during times like this, this global pandemic. You know, this is a global topic. And, you know, thank God you all understand English, because I speak nothing else. But
certainly not Spanish.
No. Hey, I could still learn it going forward, okay? It's not over yet.
Yes, but, it's true.
well, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. You know, everybody, again, we just like to say hang in there. If some of what we talked about tonight, a few of those tips are helpful, that's great. Put in a few new things, you know, into effect for yourself. Stay connected with others. You need help, reach out. Know of somebody who needs help, reach out. You know, I have been saying my entire life, none of us is going anywhere without the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all in this together. And right now we have, let's just say, a mutual friend enemy.
You know? Call them a frenemy.
It's not one country against the other, this against that. We're all in the same boat together. We have different borders. We have different cultures. We have even different languages. But we are sharing in one humanity. And don't forget that, you know. And come back every Wednesday right here. Tell your friends to come here, and we'll be sure to remind them.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's about coming together with a group of people with the same curiosity about life, with the same curiosity about exploring what it means to be human, what awareness means, and what the world around us, you know, what are the mysteries that we deal with on a daily basis? What are the challenges that we all face that are common to every human being on the planet? And, you know, frankly, dealing with isolation is not something we're simply going to have to deal with during this pandemic. There have been times in my life where I felt very isolated long before this pandemic arrived, and there will possibly be times after this that I will feel that way. Because of circumstances, because maybe I'll be away from the family for a special event, who knows? It is always wise to come back around to different strategies that help us during these times of isolation. And thank you all for joining us tonight. It has been, you know, just a great time. It's always a great time talking with you, Dr. Hunter.
You know, Michael, that, if I can just say, that was a great reminder. Thanks for sharing that. It's a great reminder that there's life before and after COVID, and, you know, we're just people. So thanks for sharing that reminder. Good one.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think that next week's topic is going to, is the term dovetail? Is that correct? Kind of into what we've been talking about tonight?
Yeah.
And it is attracting love and abundance in life. And so we hope that you can join us next week. I think that is right along with what we're talking about. We talked about empathy and connection in a big way tonight. That's going to be a big part of a little bit of what we talk about next week, too. So I hope that you join us next Wednesday. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.